Ooh, little Smokestack Lightning from Howlin' Wolf welcomes you to our second program of Electric Blues from Chicago. This is Mark Addison, and we are once again with Blues from the Summer Room on Owl Radio at Skanulfa Library in Damariscotta, Maine. Our show tonight features the music of Chester Burnett, better known as Howlin' Wolf, who moved from Mississippi to become one of the most popular performers in Chicago in the 1940s and 1950s. We will also hear from a variety of other blues musicians who made it big in the Windy City. Let's begin with the very electric guitar of Buddy Guy.
Thank you.
two songs in the electric blues tradition of Chicago. This is The End from Buddy Guy, and Little Walter on harmonica in an instrumental version of Rollin' and Tumblin', another tune that spans decades in the blues tradition. Now let's hear from some more Chicago blues artists.
Well, I can't quit you, babe, but I got to put you down for a while. Well, you know I can't quit you, babe, but I got to put you down for a while. Yes, you know I love you, babe. My love for you, I can never hide.
All on my mind. still love you, pretty baby, but you treat me so unkind.
Thank you. cheating lie. Well, I'd rather be in penitentiary than to be running out of my mind.
That was I Can't Quit You Baby, sung by Otis Rush. Otis Spann on piano singing I Got Ramblin' On My Mind and Murderin' Blues, a recording of Robert Nighthawk made live at the Maxwell Street Open Air Market. This is Blues from the Summer Room on Owl Radio. The Wolf is next. Let's hear his version of Spoonful.
Ah! for murder, first degree. Judge White cried, let the man go free.
We have just heard Spoonful and Backdoor Man, both sung by Howlin' Wolf, and both written by Willie Dixon, who wrote or adapted, as in the case of Spoonful, many of the most popular songs recorded by such artists as Muddy Waters, Otis Rush, and of course Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf was a distinctive presence in Chicago. At 6'3 and 300 pounds, he commanded his audience with a growling vocal style and on-stage theatrics. He was known to climb the stage curtain, pulling himself up while singing into the microphone tucked under his arm. His guitarist of choice was Hubert Sumlin, who he reportedly stole from his rival, Muddy Waters. He was also influential. The Rolling Stones sought an audience with him during an English tour in the early 1960s and asked him to write out some of his songs. One of them, Little Red Rooster, was one of the Stones' early hits. Let's hear Howlin' Wolf sing his version of Little Red Rooster.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shine. did you spend last night? Oh, don't you hear me cry? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, stop your train.
across my tree. Don't sweep me with no broom, I just might get put in jail. Well, the dogs all howl all over the neighborhood. Well, the dogs all howl all over the neighborhood.
Four songs by Helen Wolf bring us close to the end of our show for tonight. We've just heard Red Rooster, Smokestack Lightning, Killin' Floor, and I Ain't Superstitious. All the songs we just heard by Helen Wolf will be covered by British and American rock bands later on in the 60s. That's almost all from the Summer Room tonight. Our final show of Chicago blues music will feature music from the next generation of blues musicians, featuring the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Let's go out with Junior Wells doing Come On in This House. This is Mark Addison, bidding you good night and hoping you can join me again for Blues in the Summer Room.
Come on in the house.